For years, the Securities and Exchange Commission has been seen as perhaps a step behind the securities fraudsters it's charged with stopping. But at least one branch is embracing the technological future, using the latest electronic tools to spot potential wrongdoing. Lori Walsh is the chief of the SEC's Center for Risk and Quantitative Analytics. It houses some of the agency's brightest minds and sharp tools, all focused on stopping new forms of Wall Street crime. And she joins us now to talk about how they're going about all of this. Ms. Walsh, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so tell us about this new center. Who is it and what does it do?
So the Center for Risk and Quantitative Analytics is a new group in our Division of Enforcement. And our overarching goal here is to integrate data and analytics into the way enforcement does business at every step in the process. You know, from the beginning and proactive lead generation, using data mining techniques, through the investigative process, through building clear, impelling evidence for use in litigation, and ultimately assisting in the collections process. I think the larger goal is also then to team up with other similar groups across the commission to build this analytics and data framework for the commission as a whole.
And where does all of the data come from? What are the sources of data that you use to analyze?
Data, we get data from anywhere that we can get data. So we obviously have a tremendous amount of data that is provided to us from registrants, from executives, from public companies and such. And so we have a lot of that data. We get tips and complaints from the public, which is very, very valuable data. We go out and we do purchase external data to help fill in some of our gaps. And then we get data in the process of doing examinations and issuing subpoenas for investigations.
So, Lori, I'm curious. This is Deborah Roth, and I'm curious about where the people talent is coming from, because it's a rather new function at the SEC, and I'm curious how you're able to attract the talent you need.
It is a relatively new function, although I've been with the commission for 14 years, and several of the people I work with have been here for a while. We are bringing in new talent. I think that the key is we now have the infrastructure in place to be able to really start using analytics for the full potential. And it is amazing, I think, the quality of people that have reached out to me and my colleagues in other divisions from Wall Street, from big consulting firms, from the industry, saying, you know, we want to come help you because we think we can add a lot of value. We have a knowledge of the industry. We have a knowledge of the way, you know, the industry works, the way trading and the markets work, and then integrating that into our examination and our enforcement framework. It is actually quite easy to find people who are really talented, know a lot, and can contribute to this mission.
Well, it's certainly true that a lot of the trading firms employ really sharp programmers, so that if one of the traders has an idea to capitalize on a certain market fluctuation, those programmers can write the algorithms that give them the information on how to do that trade, and they get some bonuses almost as big as the traders.
Right.
And so when you have a blob of data coming in, I mean, give us an example of the type of pattern that might be in data and that would say, hey, this could be something that's not correct going on.
So an example might be, trading data is one set of data that we do spend a tremendous amount of time looking at. We get a lot of information from our SROs, such as FINRA, on potentially abnormal trading. But, you know, you start to look at it at trader behavior, and our market abuse unit has several really important specialists who work in this area. But, you know, you change the formation of the data from an event specific to an issuer, or excuse me, to a trader specific. You evaluate trading patterns of a particular trader or group of traders, and you can really start to see patterns that individual events may have fallen below the radar, but when you look at it over time, really highlight the likelihood that this person, that this trader or group of traders has information, inside information that that may be illegal. And so, you know, that is one example. We have lots of other types of trading data that will look at that kind of patterns. Or, you know, another type of data that we look at is in the microcap area, pump and dump schemes, market manipulation schemes. There are often common entities across these different schemes. And so if you pull the data together, you can start to identify particular promoters or broker dealers or others who may be involved in multiple microcap fraud schemes.
We're speaking with Lori Walsh. She's chief of the Center for Risk and Quantitative Analysis in the Division of Enforcement at the Securities and Exchange Commission.
So, Lori, I was curious about what you just said, because you're looking at the data to look for some sort of patterns, and what are we looking for? You're looking to see if people are engaging in insider trading. And you talk about fraud. What kind of fraud is it? I mean, we know the word fraud, but when you're looking at that data, what kind of securities fraud would you be able to sort of ascertain from the data you're looking at?
So from the data, we can only get a hint of behavior that appears to be outside the norm. So we do a lot of outlier analysis of who looks different. That doesn't necessarily mean that they are violating securities laws, but we look at fraud such as accounting fraud. So are we seeing a company whose financial statements really look different and look too good to be true? We are looking at insider trading, and are there groups of people, networks of people who appear to be trading on something other than public information. We are looking at filing data and trying to determine whether, for instance, investment advisors or broker dealers are disclosing what they should be disclosing in their filings with FINRA. And, you know, fraud can be just about anything, but we're looking at anything and everything that we have data for. And luckily, we've got data for a lot of potential fraudulent activity.
Looking in retrospect, and without getting into too much of the politics of the situation, but if this analytics unit had been in place earlier, do you think it might have alerted people to the possibility of what was going on with Madoff and things like that?
Well, I believe that that time about 7 years ago, Madoff and Sanford and others really highlighted the weaknesses in the way the SEC does data management. And I believe, I don't know the details or the specifics, but we had a lot of information, but no one put the pieces together to create a sufficiently compelling case. And so that's what we've been doing over the last 7 years, and I've been, really excited to be part of this, is building this data infrastructure so that we have centralized systems, we have processes for capturing data in a consistent manner, so that then we can put the analytics engine on top of that data. So really, it's only been over the last year or two that we've had the data in a good place to be able to put the analytics engine on. And I can't obviously go back and say, yes, we could have prevented Madoff. But, I think we would have been much farther along in the process simply by pulling all our data together in one place, so that it gave somebody the ability to put together the pieces of the puzzle, to connect the dots.
So Lori, following up on what Tom was saying, with the idea that possibly maybe the SEC was a step behind with this unit, what's the future? What's the step ahead for the unit?
We are, as I said at the beginning, I'm really trying to get analytics integrated into the way we do business. And I think, doing that will really allow the SEC to just go leaps and bounds forward in both identifying fraud earlier, getting money back to investors faster and more of their money, and better policing the markets. And, you know, so my hope is in enforcement to be able to implement this, working with other groups across the commission to really build a great risk analytics framework such that we, you know, we truly are protecting investors. And we're certainly on the right path.
And can you give us an idea of what the infrastructure is that supports all this? In other words, does the SEC operate the data stores, or do you have that contractor hold all of that for you? How is this all architected from a technical standpoint?
We hold all of our data, and so we've got a great Office of Information Technology. They house the data and manage the data. We have business owners of the data so that the business owners are the real users of the data. They make sure that the data is correct and clean and maintained. And then we've also, over the last several years, gotten much better IT infrastructure, so better computers, servers, and technological tools to be able to do the analysis.
And do you use standard commercial types of analytical tools?
Yeah, some we build in-house. So for basic analysis, we use advanced Excel. We use a couple of visualization tools such as i2, Analyst Notebook, and Palantir. But then if we feel like we need something more sophisticated, we have a fairly wide network of staff who are very good at programming in a language called SAS. We are building Python skills, C++, Visual Basic, to do some of the more advanced techniques. And then once we kind of test out internally that, yes, this seems to be a really good method of detecting what we're looking for, then to actually build a system, we likely contract out to have a system built to kind of maintain for the long term.